ago, if I read the calendar correctly, we begin our year-long series of messages on the truth. Little did you know that first Sunday that you were about to be assigned a year's worth of homework. Some of you did very good, by the way. Others of you, not so much. 49 Sundays ago, we started. This morning, we finish. We end really where we began. The reminder that comes in and with, the reminder that comes from Christmas, from the Christmas story, it's this: God's Word is the truth. You know that to be true. This morning, just a reminder of what has been the message throughout the year. What was the message way back at the beginning of the year? God's Word is the truth. A reminder for us that once again we would hold to that. Listen, that you would hear that this morning, that you would believe that this morning, that you would live in that this morning. God's Word is the truth. In Psalm 119 and verse 60, all your words are true. The Contemporary English Version says it this way: all you say can be trusted. Your teachings are true and will last forever. In John 17, Jesus is praying for his disciples. And his disciples then, and his disciples to come, really then in that sense, he's praying for us. And he prays this way in John 17, in verse 17, Father, use the truth to make them holy. With this then added, your word is truth. In Isaiah 55 and verse 10, the rain and the snow come down from the sky. They don't return to it without watering the earth. They make plants come up and grow. The plants produce seeds for farmers. They also produce food for people to eat. Verse 11 of Isaiah 55, the words I speak are like that. They will not return to me without producing results. They will accomplish what I want them to. They will do exactly what I sent them to do. His word is the truth. In Jeremiah 1 and verse 12, the Lord said, I'm watching over my word to perform it. It's His word. It's the word of the one who can be trusted. It's the word of the one who is not a man that he should lie. It's the word of the one for whom it's impossible to lie. It's the word of the one in whom is found no deceit, no dishonesty, no duplicity, no falseness, no fraud, no trickery or treachery. It's the word of the one who watches over his word to perform it, who watches over his word so that it never returns void. It never doesn't produce results. It never doesn't accomplish exactly what he wants it to. It's the truth, his word. Because it's his word, it's the truth. And because it is, even as it was for God's people then, so it'll be for us. This, our testimony. Our testimony today, always and only, listen, my brother, my sister, let this be always and only your testimony from Joshua chapter 21 and verse 45. Not one word of all the good promises that the Lord had made to the house of Israel has failed. Not one. Not one word. It was for them, and so it will be for us. Every word, every promise fulfilled. It wouldn't be the truth if it wasn't. But His Word, remember, it's His Word, and so then it is the truth. We go way back to the beginning, as it were. Adam and Eve in the garden are deceived by the devil. Because they are, they, along with, in fact, all of God's forever marred by sin. Ultimately, really, it's death. Marred by death. Stricken by death. John 10 tells us that the thief, the devil, he comes only to steal and to kill and to destroy. That's what the devil did to Adam and Eve in the garden. That's what he did to all creation in the garden. But then the word of the Lord, listen, the promise, the truth, the curse upon the serpent, the devil. There will be enmity between him and the woman's offspring. You, the serpent, you will strike his heel. Listen now, but he will crush your head. At the very beginning, even Scripture tells us really before the beginning, before the foundation of the earth was laid, at the very beginning, Adam and Eve disobeyed, fell prey to the devil's deception. There was sin, and immediately there was then a need for a Savior. And immediately then, God's word, a promise, the truth, there would be a Savior who would end the curse of sin, who would bring life, abundant life, more and better life, even, in fact, eternal life. Later in Genesis, the promise that is true, God's word that is the truth, this time to Abraham. Abraham, you and Sarah will have a son, and from the son, you will have descendants, sons and daughters, too numerous to count. And through them, ultimately through him, all the world will be blessed. In 2 Samuel, it's the promise, it's the word, it's the truth spoken to David. Your dynasty will never end. Forever, you'll have a son to rule, and one of your sons, as it were, one from the line and the lineage of David, will one day rule forever and ever. Again and again throughout the Old Testament, God's promise, the truth of Messiah was coming. In Micah chapter 5 and verse 2, O Bethlehem, you are but a small Judean village, yet you will be the birthplace of my King, who is alive from everlasting ages past. In Isaiah 7 and verse 14, the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and will call him Emmanuel. Isaiah continues the description in chapter 9. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. It's true. In Christmas, in all that is Christmas, in the lights, in the decorations, in the music, the gift giving and receiving, the celebration, the family and friends, in it all, there ought to be for us the constant reminder of God, the constant reminder of God's love for us. You understand, all that is this time of the year is the reminder. In it all, you ought to be reminded that God so loved the world, so loved you, that he sent his one and only Son. In it all, there ought to be the reminder, the constant reminder for us of God, of his desire to save us. You remember, right, Joseph, what is happening to you and Mary, it's okay. You don't have to be ashamed. You don't have to secretly cancel your engagement to Mary. Joseph, all that's happening, this is a God thing. The baby inside Mary, this is a Holy Spirit thing. So, Joseph, you can marry her, and you will have a son, and you will name him Jesus, because he will save his people, save them from sin, save them from the eternal death curse of sin. In all this Christmas, there ought to be the constant reminder of God, the constant reminder for us of his desire to have relationship with us, and the lengths that he would go to have that relationship with us. Do you remember we used to sing it? You did not wait for me to draw near to you, but you clothed that made the way for us to come to Him and be in relationship with Him. In Christmas, and all that is Christmas, there ought to be the constant reminder of God, constant reminder of His grace, constant reminder of His mercy. It's true. All that is true. And yet, listening to the message this morning, my brother, my sister, so also is this in Christmas, in the lights, the decorations, the music, the gift giving and receiving, the celebration, family and friends. In it all, there ought to be the constant reminder of God. His promises are true. His word is the truth. Of all that Christmas declares to us, listen, let us never forget any of it. Let us certainly not forget that. His word, all that it says He is, it's the truth. He is that. Listen, He is good. And what He does is good. When you can't see it, when you don't understand it, it doesn't change the truth. All that the Word says He is, it is the truth. It's His Word after all, and His Word is the truth. He is good. He's good to you. He's being and doing good in you. He's faithful. Listen, He will never leave you. He never has, He never will. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. He will never fail you. It's His word. His word is the truth. He is the healer. He is the provider. All that the word says that He is, it's the truth. It is who He is. He is our good shepherd who makes us to not want. He's all powerful. Listen, your God, the God that you serve, is all powerful. When you call out to Him in prayer, you call out to the God who is all-powerful. When you ask Him for help, when you ask Him for guidance, you're calling out to the God who is all-wise, always present, always with you. He's our righteousness. He's our friend that sits closer than a brother. He's our Father. Listen, it's His Word. It's the truth. What the Word says that He is, who the Word says that He is, that's who He is. It's the truth. And the Word tells us, listen, my brother, my sister, He is your Father. Your good, good, good Father. He is. He said He is in His Word, and His Word is the truth. His Word is true. His Word, all that it says, you are. You are loved by Him. You are the apple of His eye. You are. You're joint heirs with Jesus in Romans chapter 8 and verse 16. For His Holy Spirit speaks to us deep in our hearts and tells us that we really are God's children. And since we are His children, we will share His treasures. For all God gives to His Son Jesus is now ours too. You are a victor. Listen, not a victim. Not in Jesus. You're a victor. You're an overcomer. You're more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus, who is your Lord. Listen, 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Do you not know that the wicked will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived, neither the sexually immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor male prostitutes, nor homosexual offenders, nor thieves, nor greedy, nor drunkards, nor slanderers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God. And that is what some of you were, listening to the truth, but not anymore, because you were washed. You were sanctified. You were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of God. Listen, you are. He said that's what you are, and His Word is the truth. Listen, listen, let this Christmas season remind you of the truth of His Word. All that He is and all that you are in Him. Can I speak to you, my brother, my sister? You need to stop identifying yourself by your standards, with your words, by the standards of this world, by the words of this world. Listen, some of us this morning, we just need to hear it because it's true. You need to stop listening to the lies of the devil. Some of you listening too much to the devil, convinced that you are who the devil says you are. But I would remind you this morning, he's a liar. What he says is a lie. That's not who you are. The truth, his word. You are what his word says that you are. That's your identity. Listen to me, child of God. That's your identity. Listen to me, joint heirs with Jesus. That's your identity. Listen to me, you that are more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. That's your identity. It's the truth. Who the word says he is, who the word says you are. It's his word. His word is the truth. His word, all that it says he has done, the truth, he's done it. Listen, never mind what you read elsewhere or hear or watch elsewhere. Listen, he is the creator. He said, and what he said came to be. He said, let there be light, and there was. He said, let the water be gathered, the sky above it, and that's the way it was. It's the truth. He's the creator. He flooded the earth 40 days, 40 nights of rain. He blessed 100-year-old Abraham and 90-year-old Sarah with a son. He saved Israel from Egyptian bondage. He parted the Red Sea. He made them to walk on dry ground and drowned Pharaoh and his army when he brought the floodwaters back. He made the manna to fall from heaven. He brought the quail in untold numbers. He made the water to flow from the rock. It's his word. It's the truth. Doesn't make sense to you. Seems impossible to you. Far-fetched and unbelievable. Listen, I don't mean to sound rude or mean, but forget you. It's the truth. His word is the truth. What we can understand or can't or make sense of or can't doesn't change what the truth is. He brought the walls of Jericho down. Listen, he made the sun to stand still in the sky. He made the kingdoms to rise and fall. The word, his word says that he did. That's what he did. It's the truth. What he did at Bethlehem. What he did at Calvary. What he did because of an empty tomb. God in flesh appearing, becoming one of us. Listen, you will never fully understand. This side of heaven, you will never fully understand the mysteries of divinity. You may not understand this God in a manger. God and yet man. You may not understand it, but it's what he did. It's the truth. God, listen, listen, my brother, my sister. God, nail-pierced hands and feet, a crown of thorns, a spear in his side, bearing the weight of your sin, enduring at the cross the eternal punishment for your sin so that you wouldn't have to. It's what he did. It's the truth. Laid in a tomb only to come alive out of it 2 days later. Listen, for you, he forever defeated death, hell, and the grave. It's what he did. Believe it. Believe that he did all that. Believe it because it's his word. Believe it then because it's the truth. It is the truth. His word. All that it says he will do is the truth. He will do it. That's true related to world events, to all things prophetic. Listen, it's true. Sum it all up in this. Listen. He's coming again. It's the truth. It's his word. What the word says he did, it's true. He did it. What the word says he will do, it's true. He will do it. He will come again. The devil will be bound for 1,000 years, ultimately for eternity in hell. You, my brother, my sister, will rule and reign with him for 1,000 years and enjoy for all eternity the glories of heaven. true for world events, for prophetic things, but maybe more specific, more than encouragement to you this morning. Listen, all that His Word says, He will do for you. He will do it. It's the truth. He will fulfill. Listen, my brother, my sister, He's watching over His Word spoken to you that you might fulfill. That Word spoken to you, some I know I speak to you in the room, and it was a word from a long time ago. Listen, it doesn't matter the time. It will not return to Him void. He will fulfill His word. You will discover, some of you still in the waiting, you will discover that not one single good word of all the Lord's promises has ever failed. His word is the truth. Listen now. It's the truth no matter what. It's the truth no matter the weight. Imagine the promise made in the garden and then the waiting. To Abraham and then the waiting. Through Egyptian bondage and slavery, wilderness wandering. Through the judges and the kings, the waiting. Through the prophets again and again, speaking of a Messiah to come, the waiting. Between the time that Malachi closes his writing and Jesus is born, it's figured to be some 400 years. Some 400 years of silence. It's the worst, I think, maybe. Waiting in the silence. Listen, my brother, my sister, you might find yourself in the waiting place this morning. You have to hear me today. I believe it's the word of the Lord for each and every one of us. No matter the waiting, no matter the length of time that is the waiting, His word is the truth. But think of it as it relates to Scripture, really not just related to the Christmas story. The years and years of waiting for the Messiah to finally come, but even in fact the entire Bible, everyone always seems to be waiting. Noah waiting for the floodwaters to recede. Abraham and Sarah waiting for a son. The children of Israel waiting for deliverance through the wilderness, waiting to take possession of the promised land. David waiting to become king. People and prophets waiting in fear and dread for God's judgment to fall, captivity to come. The people and prophets waiting in hope and anticipation for God to restore, to bring the scattered people back, for walls of Jerusalem to be rebuilt, for temple to be restored. After the Lord's death, the disciples hidden away waiting for whatever was to come next. He had told them. They didn't seem to listen, so they waited Friday, Saturday, until finally Sunday when the wait was over. In an upper room in Jerusalem, waiting for the gift, waiting for the promise of the Father, the apostles, the New Testament church, and now even in fact us, waiting for the Lord to return. Waiting. Some of you are in the waiting this morning. Listen, His word is the truth. No matter what. Listen, Isaiah 25 and verse 9. Behold, this is our God. We have waited for Him. And He will save us. My brother, my sister, you that are in the waiting right now, I pray that you take hold of this. His word is true. His word is the truth. This is your God. You are waiting for Him. Listen, the word of the Lord. He will save you. He will help you. He will deliver for you. He will come through for you. He will set you free. His word is the truth no matter what. No matter the weight. Listen, no matter your feelings. All of us would recognize, we've heard it, just full disclosure. We'll be honest together as a church family. We've heard it, we've said it. It seems always we're hearing and we're talking of how we feel. I believe in many ways this is the great battle, the great fight, maybe better to say one of the great battles or the great fight wars we'll fight, we'll find ourselves in this fight between our feelings and our faith. That is to say it this way, our feelings and the truth. See, if you recognize this, I just don't feel that God is with me right now. I just don't feel that God is helping me through this. I just don't feel that God is for me. I just don't feel that God is working in this situation. Ah, but the truth, my brother, my sister, this where the battle lines must be drawn. Rather than standing on my feelings, listen, can I encourage you? Even rather than speaking my feelings, I'm going to instead stand on the truth, and I'm going to speak the truth. But God is with me, and God is for me, and He is working in this, and not just in this, but in fact, in all things, He's working for my good. That's the truth that I'll stand on. That's the truth that I'll hold to. Some of you are listening to your feelings. Some of you this morning, you're talking your feelings. And I would just invite you this morning to turn your attention from that and instead to the truth. Begin to speak over your life the truth of who He is and who He says you are. Begin to speak over your life the truth. What He's done, what He's done for you, what He said He would do, what He will do for you. Begin to speak the truth. Begin to hold to the truth. Begin to speak down over your life. I'm more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. Begin to speak that over your life. I'm not a victim. I'm a victor in Christ Jesus. I'm a child of God. Messed up as I am, flawed as I am, I'm a child of God. He calls me the apple of His eye. He's created me for divine purpose and divine significance. Listen, my brother, my sister, His word is the truth, no matter what. No matter the weight, no matter your feelings, no matter what others say. Come on, you know this to be true. Be careful who you listen to, my brother, my sister. Listen, be careful of they. Nobody knows who they are, but everybody knows they. They say, I've got to take care of myself. They say, I'm all alone and no one's going to help me get through this. They say, you never get better from this. They say, once you have that, you're always going to have that. They. Listen, my brother, my sister, time that we start to turn our ear to Him. Forget they and begin to listen to Him. His word is the truth, no matter what. No matter the way. Are you waiting? His word is the truth. His promises are true. His word is the truth, even in the way. No matter your feelings, no matter what others say, no matter the obstacles in your way. Can I remind you of last Sunday? Nothing's too hard for Him. Nothing's impossible for Him. Listen to the truth this morning. What God wants to word in me. He will keep careful watch over it to fulfill it. Not one good word will go unfulfilled. His promises for me, His promises for you, His promises for new life. Listen, His promises are true. His word is the true. Father, I pray this morning that you would speak that message to each and every one in this room. Let it be the reminder these few days that remain before Christmas Day. Maybe we're out and about, maybe we're staying put, but we're captivated. The decorations are beautiful. The Christmas music, we love it. Our hearts captivated by the Christmas story as we reflect on that, as we contemplate on that, as we remember Bethlehem. So much that the Christmas story would speak to us, Lord, I pray this morning that it especially speaks this to this people, my brother, my sister, that they hear this morning, that they believe this, that they set their life to living in this truth, that God, your word is true. May they never doubt it, may they never deny it. May there be a newfound faith, a newfound hope, and anticipation. Your word is true. But I pray, you know my heart, that they hear that word today, and something along the way has caught their attention because it speaks directly to them. And I can't help but to believe there are many in this room that are waiting. They're waiting still for the miracle. And maybe some have been shaken in their faith. It's been year after year after year of inner turmoil, of sickness, of pain, of hurt, of anguish, year after year after year. God, I pray that for one more day, for one more week, for one more year, if that's what it takes, that they would hold to this, the truth that your word is true. Even in the waiting, your word is true. Your word is true. I pray for those that are hearing the lie, listening to the lie. I pray for those in the room this morning that are discouraged. All the obstacles that seem to make everything they're hoping for and believing for, it's an impossibility. Doctors have told them it's an impossibility. Friends, family have told them it's an impossibility. Therapists have told them it's an impossibility. Psychologists have told them it's an impossibility. But this morning I pray, God, that they take hold of the truth, no matter the obstacles. Your word is true. You are the healer. You are the provider. You are the deliverer. You are the one that breaks the hold of sin, bondage, the curse over us. Lord, I pray for each one. There is a reminder of that today. Speak to hearts in this room. Remind them, Lord, no matter how they feel, your word is the truth. So that they can hold to. That they can hear and believe in and walk in the truth this morning. Father, I pray it for each one. Impossible to them, but nothing's impossible to the Lord all-powerful. Jesus, speak to each one in this room. Let us not leave this place, but that we've taken hold of the truth, and there's been a faith that's arisen in our heart, a newfound hope, an excitement for what you're going to do, and an anticipation of what you're going to do. No matter the obstacles in the way, no matter what people are saying, no matter how we're feeling, no matter the weight that we've been in, your word is the truth. Your word is the truth. Your promises are true. Your word is the truth. Help us to take hold of that this morning, Lord, I pray. Just with heads bowed and eyes closed for a moment. just a moment. I believe the Lord wants to do a work in you, my brother, my sister. He wants faith to rise in your heart. By way of the message this morning, He wants you to believe for that faith that you believe to be impossible. Not anymore, not today. His word is the truth. Nothing's impossible for Him. Nothing's too hard for Him. Would you take a moment? Would you ask Him? Would you ask Him for that healing that you've been waiting for? Would you ask Him for that relationship to be restored? You've been waiting a long time. You've prayed again and again and again. Ask Him once more that relationship to be restored. Let faith, let Him build up faith. Let Him bring faith to your heart this morning. To believe Him for that faith again. His word is the truth, my brother, my sister. His promises are true. His word is the truth. That word that He's spoken in you, that word He's spoken over you, you can believe in that. You can trust in His word. He will perform it. He will do it. We pray that this morning, Lord. I pray that for my brother, for my sister. Faith to arise in their heart to believe You again. To believe in Your promises again. To believe in Your word. Again. Because after all, Your promises are true and Your word is the truth. Help, Lord, I pray in that this morning in Jesus' name. Would you stand to your feet as we prepare to go? Would you lift your hands to receive the blessing of the Lord? As under shepherd, the great shepherd, as high priest of this assembly, I declare over you the word and the will of Jesus. That before you walk out those doors, you would be blessed by the Lord. You would walk out those doors in and under the blessing of the Lord. You would go through this week with the blessing of the Lord. Listen now. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face to shine upon you, be good and gracious to you. The Lord turn to you, remind you His promises are true, His word is the truth. The Lord turn to you and give to you His peace in Jesus' name. Would you receive that this morning? Would you say amen? Amen and amen. God bless you.